You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hi, this is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2005. We are going to give Homer a call and check up with him and see what's up with him. So let's give Homer a call, shall we? Hello? Whoops, there we go. That's a little loud.
Hey, it's Homer.
Hey, Homer. It's Archer. How are you?
Well, Archer, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Yeah. What are you up to today? Anything new?
Well, unfortunately, I had a little bit of a hangover today.
From what?
I went to this pool party yesterday, and I had a couple of gin and tonics and three beers. And, well, by late that afternoon, I was pretty trashed.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize you were such a lightweight.
Well, I am a lightweight, a cheap date and a lightweight.
Cheap date. So now, tell me about this pool party. What was it like?
It's up at my friend Richard's house. He lives up probably about 20 miles north of me, right now, fairly close to the mountains that are north of Tucson.
Yeah. Now, is there something about the pool party you're not telling me? What kind of pool party is it?
Oh, well, nobody wears clothes while they're playing the volleyball.
It's a clothing optional?
Well, if you really wanted to, you could probably wear, you know, but it's like it's all guys and, you know, it's very casual and relaxed. And there's no, well, there's a little tiny bit of hanky-panky, I guess, going on, but not a whole lot.
Well, when you say tiny, you mean just like grabbing or what?
Yes, there is a little bit of comparison, I would guess. But the guilty will remain unnamed.
That's probably a good thing. Does it lead to things later?
Well, it led to me throwing up last night.
Oh, you actually got sick?
Yeah, it's amazing. I haven't done that in years, probably for 3 or 4 years. I think the last time was on a New Year's Eve. I had too much red wine. But I would, you know, I'd eaten kind of weird things. I'd made a gazpacho soup, and then for lunch, and then I had a lot of homemade vanilla ice cream and cake at the party, and it just was not going to stay.
Oh, do you think it could also be the mixture that you mixed beer and liquor?
That's altogether possible. But you know what? I'm not going to replicate the experiment to find out for sure.
That's probably a good thing.
It also could be, you know, it's hot, and, you know, I was only drinking basically alcohol out in the sun, and, you know, that might have been one of the reasons.
Oh, I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So that was fun. I'm starting to get a little tan, which is good, so I don't have to worry about burning, and it was just fun to play in the pool. You know, it's 107 or 108 degrees every day. It was 111 a couple of days ago, and it's just nasty, and, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the pool felt great in that heat.
It did, and then after the sundown, it was just really nice, too, because it was, you know, it was really warm still.
Very good. So what's your dating lately like?
Oh, my God, this is the Dating with Homer segment.
Oh, it could be, sure.
Well, let's see. Not much is happening, to tell you the truth. There was somebody that I was interested in, but it was developing into this little love triangle thing, so I was just like, okay, I'm just going to step away from the love triangle.
Probably a good idea.
Have you ever had a love triangle situation, Archer, where you like somebody, but they like somebody else?
Well, actually, I think I was in the middle. Somebody liked me, and I liked somebody else.
Oh.
And that was just recent.
And how many many hearts were broken.
Well, I don't think any, because I didn't let it go. I didn't let the first one who was liking me get anywhere where he could get his heart broken.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I haven't heard from him in a long time, so I'm sure he's moved on to greener pastures.
If that's possible, you know, after you've been enamored with Archer, I mean, what pasture could be greener?
Well, I don't know about that.
It's just an old, stubbly, mown hay field, you know.
So, moving along, what else is new?
I'm sitting here on my couch, and my orange cat, Joey, is sitting on top of me. She's having me spank her, so I'm spanking her.
Ah.
I came home from work early today because I wasn't feeling well.
Because you were hungover.
Yeah, basically, I guess. But I'm not going to report any hours for that time. I'm going to take it off on sick time. I'm just going to say whatever. That's just because my boss just happens to be listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queercast on the internet.
Thanks for the plug. Although I doubt your boss listens to it.
You never know, you know. So I came home and had a nap and I woke up and I felt much better. Although I'm a little bit hoarse too because when you were playing volleyball, we were like yelling back and forth, calling the other team names. I got called a pussy, god dang.
You got called a pussy?
Yeah.
Did you not hit the ball right or something?
I was hitting it, you know, the wind was blowing, this is my excuse, the wind was blowing really hard and so I was hitting it and it was just like flying everywhere.
Oh, okay, good excuse.
How it was supposed to. But, so I came on my, and I went out, my, I'm working, having my contractor work on my guest house, and, so he installed a new back door on the guest house, and, it looks really nice, and I gotta go out and start painting it. Okay, Joey, no cloth on the penis, okay?
Why would he have access to your penis? Are you naked?
No, I'm lying here on my, well, I'm with my shorts on, but, you know, she gets excited and the cat will do that little kneading thing with her, you know, claws.
Yeah.
And, so she's like grabbing hold right at my crotch area and I'm like, no, 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 don't damage the privates.
That could be painful.
Yes. You know, I only have three cats, Archer. I don't have 500 cats in my house.
That's a good thing.
The most I've ever had was seven in the house at one time.
Are you sure you're not a lesbian?
No, I have two things. I have a soft heart, and for a couple of years ago, I've been finding little abandoned kittens, tiny little kittens in my backyard, and I'd have to feed them with a bottle and raise them until they were big enough to get adopted.
Aw, how sweet.
Oh, I know. For a while, I had four of those little kittens, and I was taking them to work every day. Because they had to be fed every hour and a half because they were so tiny. And that was a lot of fun.
And your boss didn't mind you bringing those cats to work?
Nope, he didn't care. I work for the best boss in the world. I mean, I am so spoiled. And, you know, probably the next job I ever have will never be the same.
Oh, you are lucky.
Yeah.
Stay there, then.
Well, he's going to probably own the company for like 5 years, and then when that's done, then I'll probably have to have a midlife crisis or something.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, changing subjects. Did you see on the news today that Bush kind of backpedaled on his...
Oh, what a bunch of bullshit.
Can you believe that? He said, now it says he will fire anybody who's committed a crime.
Yeah. Next it'll be anybody that's been convicted of the crime.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, you know, if this had happened in the Clinton White House, there would be calls for, like, a full-fledged congressional hearings and impeachment, and you know, it just shows how hypocritical. I mean, you just can't believe anything these people that are running the White House say, and if you say, oh, that's not true, then you're a liar, too.
Exactly. It's like since day one, when Wilson wrote that article, the White House has been... you know, out to get him or smear his reputation simply because he disagreed with what they said about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, there was an article, there's a columnist in the New York Times named Frank Rich that I really respect. And he wrote a great article about this whole thing, and he said, It's not about Joe Wilson or the plutonium in Niger or whatever. It's not really even about Karl Rove. This whole thing is about the White House lying about the war in the lead up to the war in Iraq. And that's the whole thing. It's they got caught with a lie about that uranium, and they had to like discredit Wilson because that was one of their main reasons why they were going to war. So
exactly, because then it would basically show that they shouldn't have gone to war in the first place.
Yeah, and total garbage.
Well, what are the chances of Karl Rove being convicted of a crime, or even?
Well, something is going on because number one. The White House is pretty freaked out about it. You can tell that.
Oh, yeah. Every day, Scott McClellan on the White House, press guy, has been covering his tracks every day, saying, oh, no, we don't believe him. We don't, we didn't believe that he had anything to do with it.
And number two, the prosecutor has, it seems very clear that he's got a case that he's working on, and he's been working on it for a long time. And if the guys were innocent, or if they didn't have enough evidence, I think it would be all done and over with. But the fact that he's continuing his investigation, looks like he's kind of wrapping it up now, suggests that somebody is going to get in trouble.
Well, did you see also, too, that Matthew Cooper, that reporter, also spoke with Libby, who is, what's his name's, Bryce Cheney's secretary or whatever, aide or whatever?
Oh, they're all, they're all involved in it, and... you have to look at, Clinton was impeached for lying about a blowjob.
Exactly.
Of course, George Bush won't be impeached because the Republicans wouldn't dream of doing it.
Well, no, he'd let Karl Rove go down before he would be impeached.
Yeah, but the whole point being that, he ought to be impeached because he lied to the country knowingly about this whole business. It doesn't do me any good to fret about it because I have absolutely no power about it, but it just amazes me how people can say, George Bush is so honest. I'm like, you must have a Bible stuck so far up your ass it tickles the back of your throat.
So true.
That's kind of a takeoff on a line from that one movie, Orgasmo. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh my God, you have to go rent it. If you can find it, it's a... it's a movie by the guy that did the South Park cartoon series, and it's about a Mormon missionary boy who ends up becoming a porn star. I laughed and laughed.
I'll have to check that out. Orgasmo, you say?
Orgasmo, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, you have anything else? Hey, are you going to get the new Harry Potter book?
I like the first book. I actually like the fifth book, but... the whole Harry Potter thing was spoiled by someone who I won't name who just became so obsessed with that damn book series and the movies and the audiobooks and so on that it just ruined it for me because the association with this person that won't be named. And
what did they do? They told you the story before you were able to read the book?
No, I just got tired of he read the book. And then he had to listen to the audio book, and then when each movie came out, he had to read all the books all over again, and it was just like,
That's a bit obsessive. Now, see, I read the first four books, and then I stopped. I kind of lost interest in it.
The fifth book, actually, I thought was better than the preceding three books. Okay. I remember thinking that after I read it, that it was a more satisfying book, and less of the... characters had irritated me because they were hiding stuff from the teachers teachers had proved themselves over and over again that they were trustworthy, and yet the students never trusted them. And that by the fourth book, they got really old.
Yeah, that's true.
The fifth book, they did not have that premise, so.
Huh.
Yeah, so I think the fifth book, isn't this the one where Ron and Harry, have a double penetration scene with Hermione or whatever.
See, I don't know because I haven't read it.
Yeah, they have sex with Professor Dumbledore.
Okay, now you're just getting nasty.
Well, there must be here's your task, Archer, is to look and see if they have any porn movie knockoffs of the Harry Potter series.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure it'd be something like Harry Pussy in the Temple of something or other, you know.
Or for gay porn, it would be like Harry Bottom and the Prisoner.
Of Azkaban.
Yeah, Azkaban. Well, Homer, on that note, I like to keep my podcast about 15 minutes.
Short and sweet, just like the boys I like.
Short and sweet. So I'm going to end the podcast, and thank you for letting me give you a call and check up with you and see how you're doing.
Well, Archer, I'm so sorry that you have to start class tomorrow.
Actually, I started today.
Oh, so you can no longer, or you have to start saying, you can no longer say that you have no class.
That's true. I've actually got homework tonight, so.
Oh, my God.
I know. It sucks, but that's life.
Okay.
So anyway, thanks again for letting me call, and I will catch up with you soon.
Okay, Archer, and it's been wonderful talking to you. And if people don't listen to Archer, the most ordinary queercast on the internet, they're just fucked up assholes.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. All right, I'll talk to you later, Homer.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So that was our conversation with Homer, and that's all we're going to do for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.